You're listening to A Daily Defense, 365 days plus one to becoming a better apologist, a podcast by Catholic Answers, hosted by Jimmy Akin.
Day 13, Original Sin and Justice. Today's challenge: original sin is unjust. How could a good God punish us for something done by our ancestors? Today's defense: this misunderstands what original sin is. God does not punish us because of what Adam did. Genesis 1 and 2 depict God creating mankind in a state that was very good. Genesis 1:31. As long as he remained in the divine intimacy, man would not have to suffer or die. The inner harmony of the human person, the harmony between man and woman, and finally the harmony between the first couple and all creation comprised the state called original justice, Catechism of the Catholic Church 376. But man turned away from communion with God through sin, which Genesis depicts as the act of eating the forbidden fruit, Catechism of the Catholic Church 390. If Adam and Eve had remained in original justice, their descendants would have been born in it as well. However, having lost this through sin, their descendants are born deprived of original holiness and justice. Thus, we're said to be born in original sin. However, we are not personally guilty of Adam's sin, and God does not hold us accountable for it. Original sin is called sin only in an analogical sense. It is a sin contracted and not committed, a state and not an act. Catechism of the Catholic Church 404. Original sin does not have the character of a personal fault in any of Adam's descendants. It is a deprivation of original holiness and justice. Although it is not a personal fault, original sin has consequences for human nature, which is wounded in the natural powers proper to it, subject to ignorance, suffering, and the dominion of death, and inclined to sin, an inclination to evil that is called concupiscence. Catechism of the Catholic Church 405. The situation is like that of a rich man who gambles away his fortune and is unable to pass it on to his children. The gambler was personally at fault, but his children experienced the deprivation and poverty that his actions brought about. In the same way, God gave our first parents an abundance of spiritual riches that they lost through their own folly. The fault was theirs, but we are born in spiritual poverty and out of divine intimacy.
Thank you for listening to A Daily Defense. To buy the book and follow along, go to shop.catholic.com or head over to catholic.com to learn more about the Catholic faith.